Live from the top of the Empire State Building. Get ready for the everyday entrepreneur experience. Sit back and crank up the volume. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Podcast.
Welcome all, and welcome back to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I'm your host, Vinny E. On episode number 49, we're going to take a look at how to optimize your website for greater search visibility. I was recently speaking to my young entrepreneur group, and a topic came up as far as search engine optimization, websites, etc. So one of my mentees mentioned the topic, so I figured I would do an episode upon it. So let's jump into it. An optimized website structure serves as the foundation for any search engine optimization success. On this episode, I want to share how to strengthen those foundations and identify opportunities for greater search visibility. So before I begin that, I want to ask everyone a question. Would you build a house without having a strong foundation? Well, then you shouldn't build a website without having a strong foundation either. And without constantly making sure that foundation is strong, and that there are no cracks in it. Optimizing the architecture of your website can help search crawlers find and index your content, which then enables them to show those pages to users in the search results. Now, it can also help send link authority around your website, as well as make it easy for visitors to find what they're looking for. So again, in episode number 49, I want to share strategies that I use to ensure that foundations of your websites are solid and identify opportunities for greater search visibility. I want to begin by talking about crawl budget analysis. Crawl budget refers to the number of URLs per your website that Googlebot or any other search engine crawler can and wants to crawl. Every website gets a crawl budget, which can vary depending on the size of the website and the frequency that new content is being published on that website. So having an idea of what a website's crawl budget is can be really beneficial in making informed decisions on what to optimize on your website. Let's get into conducting a crawl budget analysis and how it enables you to get a more comprehensive view of how your website is being crawled. If you identify that Googlebot is the client, you can use log file analysis to find out how Googlebot is handling the URLs on your website and if it is crawling any pages with parameters. Let's talk about parameters. How fast is your website? While there are many tools that can tell you how fast your server reacts, a log file analysis shows you how long it takes for a bot to download a resource from your server. You may run into indexing problems. Getting into the log files can really show us while the bots are having trouble downloading a page fully. Also, how often a URL is being crawled. The crawl frequency can be used to figure out if there are URLs that a search engine crawler should be crawling but isn't, or vice versa. Speaking of crawling problems, this tactic can also reveal when a crawler is encountering 404 errors or redirect chains for example. Now, when it comes to actually doing crawl budget analysis, there's a couple of tools that are helpful. My tool of choice, Log File Analyzer. Let me give you a quick outline and steps to performing a crawl budget analysis. Obtain your log files. I recommend working with at least a month of data. Look at any URLs with errors. Assess which bots are crawling which area of your website. Evaluate by day, week, and month to establish patterns that may be useful for analysis. Go and see if a crawler is crawling URLs with parameters, which may indicate wasted crawl budget. Always cross-reference crawl data with sitemap data to assess for missed content. Once you've dived into the server logs and have a good sense of what your crawl budget looks like, you can use this data to prioritize your search engine optimization tasks. Adding that SEO should be prioritized based on the impact that fixing different areas of your website will have, the resources needed to fix issues, and the time to fix those issues. Driving traffic with technical search engine optimization and finding out how well your site is functioning can help you put the right strategies in place to drive more traffic to it. Doing regular site audits is a great way to keep a pulse on what's happening with your websites. In addition, Google Search Console should be used to check for Core Web Vitals or scammer issues, for example. Using monitoring tools such as Rank Ranger are great ways to stay alerted to any issues that might pop up with your website. Assessing the search results page can give you a feel for the landscape of the keywords you're targeting. In addition to seeing what search features may be available, the SERP also shows you which sites are ranking higher than you. See, what those websites are doing, look at their source code. They can tell you what scammer they're using, adding that you should also be viewing their pages to scope out what their headings and user experience looks like. Updating your old content can also result in rankings boost. I recommend paying extra attention to your headings and above the fold content. Adding scammer markup may also enable your content to appear as a rich result, which may also increase your visibility on a search engine results. Using tools can help you see what other sites that are ranking for the keywords that you want to be ranking for are using for headings, what kind of FAQ content they're using, and what content they have above the fold. Paying close attention to page speed is definitely an important metric to think about, but I also think it's important to pay attention to what the industry average is. So go and look at where your competitors' websites are ranking or are at as far as page speed and kind of set that as your benchmark. It's also important to assess individual page speed versus overall site speed. You want to see what each page on your site is loading for and make improvements on a page-by-page basis. And not just look at the website speed as a whole, because pages are what is ranking, not necessarily the entire website. Additionally, how your pages can affect your user experience, as well as what search engine crawlers see. Is there a pop-up or a really big header on a particular page that takes up a lot of the above-the-fold space? That can be a problem, noting that that page speed can also impact how search engines render a page. I hope this website search engine optimization 101 helps you gain greater search visibility, more traffic, more prospects, and more closes. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. I want to thank everyone who supports us on Instagram, Facebook, Teespring, YouTube, etc. Please share and like this podcast, and we'll see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of the Pest Equity Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast and join the Facebook group. Have a question or topic for the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.